Welcome to the SweatNet Be Amazing podcast, where we share stories of amazing women living in our communities. I am your host, Seal, and today we have two guests. My first guest is Allison Berkmeyer. She is a blood clot survivor, speaker, inspirer, and Larika Knox is our next guest. And she is also a blood clot survivor, a coach, and certified personal trainer. You can actually find her on the mic at Rockbox in University Area. Welcome to the show, ladies.
Thank you so much for having us.
Hello. Thank you.
Yeah, so glad to have y'all on. And I've had the opportunity, we've had the opportunity to kind of talk prior to a little bit about how you all connected. So, are we ready?
Yes, let's do
it. Here we go. Allison, you're up first.
Perfect.
I know you created the nonprofit, The Quiet Clot, based on your personal experience with blood clots. Share with us a little bit about how this happened, like your personal experience with dealing with blood clots, and then why it was important for you to create a nonprofit.
Absolutely. So I just want to say thank you again for having Larika and I on. My story goes back to May of 2018 when I was unable to breathe while walking a short distance at the Whitewater Center. And I'm sure you can imagine how scary that experience was. So I immediately went to the medic tent where they said, you absolutely have to go to open care. And thankfully I did. They sent me straight to the ICU and I was there for 4 days and the doctors discovered blood clots all throughout my lungs. A quarter-sized clot to the right of my heart, and then a 3-inch clot in my calf. And they said that the clots were caused by the birth control pill and weekly air travel, which at that point I had done for 8 years. What's scary is that they thought the clots were in my lungs for 3 months and in my calf for a couple of years. And I later realized that I had run the Chicago Marathon with a blood clot in my calf.
Holy cow.
So yeah, pretty unbelievable. Other scary part is that I didn't have any of the traditional symptoms, and doctors said that the cardiovascular strength from regularly working out actually allowed my lungs to withstand the stress of the blood clots, and that's ultimately what saved my life.
Well, then how did you go from, you've had this experience, and so now you have created, like, is that what pushed you to create the nonprofit?
Absolutely. Yeah. So as I shared my story, it was so important for me to do so, even though it was very personal. I realized how common blood clots are, and ultimately they don't discriminate. So they affect people of all ages, all fitness levels, men and women, all races. And so I knew that I had to do something to raise awareness. And that's the main goal of the Quiet Clot. And then ultimately to be able to save someone's life.
And now you're finding that more and more people are starting to let you know, hey, yeah, I've had blood clots, which yes. Brings us to Larika. This is how you all connected. I know you reached out to her to participate in a Pulse of Flow event, which is all to benefit the Quiet Clot earlier in March. And that has actually been postponed to 2021. So y'all stay tuned for details on that. Share your experience with having a blood clot, and then how has that completely changed your career path?
Oh yes. So my experience, it happened 4 years ago, and it was actually on a business trip in Guatemala. I used to work for a nonprofit, and we were there building homes for families who needed homes. So there were several signs that my body gave me that honestly I really just didn't pay attention to. So one sign, it was shortness of breath. And because we were in an area with high elevation, I just assumed it was because of the elevation there. But as we traveled back to the U.S., like, I was still short of breath, and I had this shoulder pain. It was like a constant shoulder pain, which eventually it moved, like, to my chest area. And, like, again, just busy with work, like, returning to the U.S., I was just working. I just kind of just kept diagnosing myself and ignoring the signs. I even like scheduled myself a deep tissue massage, which I later realized that actually made things worse. So the next day I went to work as usual, but the pain was just like, it was just even worse. It was pain like every time I would breathe, laugh, and like small movements, it just made it very difficult, like just throughout the entire day. So I made a doctor's appointment, But I actually ended up not making it to the doctor's appointment because the very next day I was actually in the ER. And so when I got to the ER, my breathing was so shallow and I was in so much pain that I could barely talk. And so the doctors were like asking me lots of questions and just really trying to figure out what was going on. And I remember like they were trying to give me an MRI, but it hurt so bad that I couldn't even lay all the way back. And there was a nurse there and she looked me straight in the eye and just said, you know, this is a life or death matter. Like I really need you to be strong. And I like to this day, like I'm very grateful for her really just doing her job and like her just speaking with so much authority. And luckily the ER doctor that was there that night, although they couldn't find anything on the test that they ran on me because my lungs were just so full with fluid. But he felt like I had every symptom of having blood clots in my lungs. And so they admitted me and, you know, I was diagnosed with pulmonary embolism, which, you know, from that, like that was the beginning. And every obstacle and challenge that I experienced after that just made me take my health more serious and just made me look at life differently. And after that, I actually started a full-time career in fitness after being in the nonprofit world for 12 years.
And all of that came, just the desire to do that came from your experience having the blood clot.
It did, yes.
So Allison, and Larika just addressed some symptoms of blood clots, but what should people know about them? And is there a way that we can actually, you know, check for them?
Yeah, so I think, you know, both Larika and I were very fortunate to have medical professionals that were able to at least come to the conclusion that blood clots could be an option for what we were experiencing, because they can oftentimes be misdiagnosed. And it's really simply because the symptoms can represent many other medical conditions. So that makes it challenging. Some of the other traditional symptoms of blood clots are pain to the touch. So oftentimes the blood clots in the calf, like in my experience, which is called a deep vein thrombosis, they can also happen in the arm, and then they can eventually break off and go to the lungs, similar to what happened with Larika and I. So some of the other symptoms is redness and swelling. There's also leg cramping, which I had experienced even about a year prior, and I thought it was from training and dehydration. Chest pain is another one, and then also rapid heart rate.
Yeah, this is just important because it helps us get a better view of what to be aware of.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's actually, if you go to thequietclot.com, we have on the awareness section, you can get a free downloadable Know Your Risk fact sheet, and that really details out all of the risks.
Okay, Larika, I'm bouncing back to you. What kind or what type of exercise helped you during your recovery from the blood clots, and how long did your recovery take?
So the recovery was really, really hard. It was a very challenging time. Like it was very physically draining because I certainly couldn't do much of any of the things that I could do before. And it was also just emotionally draining because like I had a lot of people telling me that I would never be able to do a lot of those things that I did before. So honestly, in the beginning, like I had to just start off like from the very beginning, like just walking. Like I walked every single day, and I started off walking. I live in Huntersville, and there's a business park that we have. So I started off just choosing a parking lot, and I just walked that parking lot. And so eventually I got strong enough to walk the entire business park. And then from there, as I got stronger, I started working with a personal trainer, and he was very helpful and taught me a lot. And that's when I started getting into weightlifting and dance. And then it took a whole year for me to actually recover from it. And then so after a year, I actually became a fitness instructor and started teaching dance fitness. So it's multiple things that I did to recover from blood clots.
That's so cool. Like, I love that you've taken something and when as a negative and you've turned it into such a positive thing and helping other people. And it was fun the first time you and I even spoke, just kind of talking through that process of what you went through. And you were telling me, like, the walking was, like, you said it took every, like, just taking a couple steps starting out were so hard. Yeah. And just to stay with it, like, you just stayed on that track and built strength over right. time. And I think that's so inspiring, because a lot of times people want to give up, you know, if you don't see results right away. Okay, I'm bouncing back to Allison.
Let's do it.
Okay, so Allison, why was it important for you to start a nonprofit?
So I mentioned the importance of just blood clot awareness in general. For me, I think it was also a way for me to take my experience and really work through the coping process and help others. So in addition to the awareness piece, I wanted people to feel hope. And that could be just if you're experiencing a blood clot yourself, or even the process if a friend or a family member has one, because that's a whole different layer of emotion and confusion, trying to understand what they're experiencing. And then ultimately, also a sense of community, because I think as we go through this process, Larika just said that it's extremely challenging, and my recovery was as well. And I think the more that we can share our experiences and know that we're not alone, the better off we are, and we can use that strength.
So with that said, you have the Pulse and Flow event that was supposed to be in March.
Yes.
I was supposed to MC it.
Yes.
I was supposed to be there. So where does that stand right now? And what is your ultimate goal with it?
Yes. So the ultimate goal is, this is a health and fitness festival that is to raise blood clot awareness. My main goal is for it to be an inclusive event. So I don't want somebody to feel like, I don't know how to do a burpee, I can't run 5 miles, so I'm not welcome, and it's not a place for me. So it's really a place for everybody, because blood clots affect everybody. It's, again, community focused. It's family focused. We're hosting it at the Knight Stadium. And so we have postponed the event, of course, and you will be able to attend the event in October, and we're not announcing the date yet, so stay tuned for that.
Thanks for sharing all about that. I know I missed us doing it this year, but I'm so looking forward to next year. I think it's going to be an incredible, incredible time, and the community is so amazing here in Charlotte, how everybody works together for causes like this. It's just
absolutely
so cool.
And the cool thing, so there are so many different people involved. There's several sponsors. We've partnered with SweatNet, with the White Group, Carolina Bar and Core, and Hydrate Medical. But you can go to the events tab on the quietclot.com, and it lists all of the instructors involved, all of the sponsors. It gives you direction to their live and also on-demand workouts that are currently happening right now. So even though the event isn't until October, we have a lot of exciting things happening between now and then.
Right on. That's awesome. Okay, I'm bouncing back to Larika. Are you ready? Okay, so my next question for you is, we talked about the basics of just walking and how long that took you, and it was a struggle just with that. What would you say to someone that might be struggling right now with an illness or an injury and they're struggling to recover?
So I know that oftentimes, like, when someone is struggling with an illness, like, they may hear someone tell them that, you know, you may never be the same again, or you may not be able to do this again. And, you know, because I was told that several times, and, like, I took that and I said, okay, well, I developed this drive, and I said, okay, well, I'm going to be better than I was before. And so what I would say to someone is you can do anything. Believe in yourself. Like, believing in yourself is the first step. Be your number one supporter and push your limits. Take it one day at a time. Take that extra step. I mean, perform that extra rep. Like, if you're working out, like, start off slow and just eliminate all inner and outward negativity, and just stay focused and fight for it, is what I would say to someone.
That's great. That's, you know, there's a lot of people that probably need to hear that right now. And maybe just in general, you know, just pushing through and staying on it. And like you said, doing that little bit of extra. All right, Allison, I'm back to you. What is your favorite type of workout?
So I would say up until a couple of months ago, I have been a total cardio queen. I have, if you know me, you know how much I love indoor cycling at Flywheel. And then also running has been a significant part of my health and fitness journey over the last few years. So up until, I guess, March, I was focused on the cardio portion of it. And then Jen Dufresne, who was on the first podcast with you, she's awesome. And she has been programming cardio as well as strength, which is totally out of the comfort zone for me. And that has been amazing. So I've really enjoyed that.
Sweet. With that said, do you have any upcoming goals? Like, have you set your sights on anything?
So it's funny you mentioned that. Yes. As of last week, I did connect with her, and we are working towards a goal that I'm not ready to announce yet, which I know is not fair to do, but I literally just committed to it. And the other thing that I want to do is really get out of my comfort zone and try some of these other classes that I wouldn't normally go to. So for instance, Pound Fit, which Lauren Salonick teaches. She has an event coming up. I mean, cardio and strength with drumsticks, a stress reliever. It was so much fun. And I just think the Charlotte community has so many different workouts and fitness instructors that we can really learn from. I know we talked about doing the dance hip hop step with Larika, you know, all of those things to just have fun with it and still get a workout in.
Oh yeah, I love all of it. And Larika, I did hear that you with the whole step thing. Like, girl, I'm on board.
Yeah, it's so much fun. You'll love it.
Oh yeah. Well, because that was my first introduction to fitness was step. And that was back when, that was like 20 some years ago. And so it's fun. Like, it kind of like fizzled out because Allison and I had this conversation. Mm-hmm. It fizzled out and now it's coming back. And it's got a whole different twist to it. So I can't wait. I can't wait to go to the class. So now it's your turn. What is your favorite type of workout?
Okay. So you mentioned that I work for Rock Box Fitness University, which is a boxing studio. And while I love boxing, like I love like hitting the heavy bags. And we also do functional training there. And, you know, I love doing that. I love, like, working out with my clients, coaching them on that. But hands down, my ultimate favorite is dance. Like, I love dancing, dance fitness. And I even try, like, even at Rock Box, like, you'll see me, if you ever come to my class, like, you'll see me throw, like we dance all the time because it's like, sort of like a fight night meets club night, so we have the lights and the music.
That sounds awesome.
We have a great party. It is a party, yes. That's exactly what it is. But I teach something called Commit Dance Fitness, which is like a HIIT style, high intensity interval training style dance format. So, and it's taught in levels, so which means anyone can come in and take the class and feel like they're a dancer. And then you also mentioned the extreme hip hop step, which I love, love, love doing. So that's on the step board. It's the step aerobics revamped. And honestly, like when I tried to do like the traditional, the original step aerobics, I couldn't do it. But for some reason, the hip hop step, like I got on the step board and it just started coming to me. I guess it must be the music and just the dance. It's not dancing, like it's still a step.
I was going to say, it has to be the dancing, like adding the dancing into it. Like, it's just a whole, like, that's just a whole other thing. But, like, count me in. I'll be at your class for sure.
Okay. All right.
So what's your upcoming fitness goal? Do you have one?
Well, like, honestly, like, I feel really good about where I am as far as, like, my fitness. Like, I'm 4 years strong of my blood clots. So if I could say, like, some personal goals that I have, like my goal is to really just grow my following for the Commit Dance Fitness and just kind of introduce this style of dance to more people. I feel like the more people I can introduce it to, the more people I have coming to my class, just, you know, the better we all will feel. And then also just attracting more people to Rockbox Fitness University. I know that, like, we're fortunate to be able to still have our doors open amongst, like, everything that's going on right now. And, you know, we're there making sure that everything is safe and clean. So I'm just trying to bring more members there and just check out a Rockbox class. You all will love it.
Oh, right on. Well, listen, we're going to make sure that we put your Instagram and where they can follow you so they can connect to you even after this podcast. So absolutely. Like, that's what this is all about, is connecting and supporting and sharing, because we've got some really amazing women in our community, and this is what this podcast is all for and all about. So I just appreciate you sharing your story today. Okay, so Allison, I'm going to come back to you. This is, like, probably one of my favorite questions I always love to ask, but do you have a favorite quote, song, or something that's your go-to? Like, inspiration, motivation, like, what is it?
Absolutely. There are so many. So I'm just going to share two, because of course we have a time limit here. but I would say the main source is just people in general. So that could be hearing survivor stories like Larika's. I mean, there's so much power, like I said earlier, about a shared story or a shared experience, or just hearing about how somebody has overcome obstacles to really lean into that and to gather that strength to keep pushing forward. Also just people that I've met in the fitness community here in Charlotte. I think a lot of people don't know, I've lived in, what, 4 states prior to moving to Charlotte 6 years ago. And the community here is just so supportive. And in addition to the fitness community, also through No Tribe, of course, a national platform of women leaders whose goal is to lift and rise and to really celebrate and honor each other. So, you know, all of those things collectively have inspired me. And then I have one main song that, and I even get a little emotional just starting to talk about it, but it's called The Fight Song by Rachel Platten. And some of you might be familiar with it. She says, "This is my fight song. Take back my life song, prove I'm all right song." And that really hits home for me. So as I started to go through the recovery process, I was just released out of ICU, and I had severe panic attacks and nighttime anxiety right away. And I really, my fear was that I would die at any moment, especially because I didn't have any of the traditional symptoms. So I remember a day in July of 2018, so shortly after I'd discovered the blood clots, and I said to myself, I will not let this moment control me. So I will not let this fear control me. And from then on, I committed to doing the work. And so I started going to therapy twice a week, and I just pushed myself out of my comfort zone to really get past that fear. So similar to Larika talking about walking a short distance at the business park, I mean, that is exactly what I did. And, you know, we didn't even know each other at that time. So just getting out of that comfort zone to hold on to those small victories and use those to fuel the bigger ones and keep progressing forward.
That's just to hear you say that and hear, like, how a song, you know, the words of a song can affect us all, and how you can connect to that, and the fact that you pushed past that fear and to move forward. And it's incredible what you're doing now. And I'm thankful to know you, and I'm thankful that you took the opportunity. Like, that was an opportunity you could have said, I'm basically, like, I'm going to let fear take over. It's kind of that live or die mentality. And you chose to live out loud. And I just, you know, we're so honored to have you part of the Charlotte community. And I'm thankful to know you, and you're such an inspiration.
Thank you so much.
Larika, so here we go. What would your clients say about you? What are you known for?
Okay, so in my class, they always tell me, they'll say, "You're so extra." Just like that's what they say. Like, you just do, because I have just so much energy, and it's so funny, because, like, I'm naturally an introvert, but, like, when I go into my class, teach my class, and the music turns on, like, I'm just a huge ball of energy. And so they started saying to me, Larissa, you're in full throttle. Like, you're staying full throttle. So at first I'm just like, in full throttle, like, what do you mean? And it's like, because you just always just have so much energy. You're always just at the top. So from that, I started using that as a hashtag. And like, now I just use it on everything, like Instagram, Facebook. Like, I use the Larissa in full throttle. And then from that, it's just, it birthed the in full throttle fitness.
That's awesome.
But, yeah.
Well, because I love that your clients, like, it's so, I think, it's so telling when your clients start saying, like, as a trainer or coach, and your clients start saying something about you, like you said, they call you extra, and then it's full throttle, because that shows you the impact you have on other people's lives. Like, that's amazing. And then you can take that and run with it. I love, and I actually saw that on your Instagram, and I love that you shared that. So hashtag full throttle.
Yeah.
that's so cool. Okay, so is there for you, is there a song or a quote or something that you want to share?
Oh yeah, so I someone gave me this book that I've been reading. It's by Oprah, actually. It's called The Path Made Clear. And there is a quote in here that I really love. It's her quote. It says, "My life goal is to be of service to a greater good wherever that true calling takes me. I've always been willing to go." And this is just something that I live by, because I just coming from the nonprofit world for 12 years, like, I actually never thought that I would leave that nonprofit, because I just truly enjoy, like, being of service to people and just helping people. And so when I left the nonprofit world in November last year, like, I still kind of feel like I'm still there, because I feel like I am, like, I'm walking in my purpose and in my calling, and I'm helping people. And I'm providing a service. And I don't know where it's going to take me. I'm still kind of new to the fitness world, but I just feel like it's a blessing to have met Allison, and, like, just coming across, like, her organization online. And so I'm just looking forward to and willing to go wherever this road takes me.
That too, like, this is why the three of us are on this call, because the heart and the service, like, that, no doubt you're going to go far, because that's your heart to begin with. And that's going to open doors for you that will lead you further, not just in your career and fitness, but it'll lead you further in life.
Right.
So I just thank you. Thank you for having such an awareness of that, and that you served for so long in a nonprofit, and now you're serving people in a different way, and you're serving our community in such an amazing way. So hashtag full throttle. Last thing, I want to give you each an opportunity, and I think it's really important to me. This is the most important part of the entire podcast, is to give you a moment to share what's on your heart. So Allison, I'm going to let you start. If there's something else that you feel you want to share with the audience.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So I think that the two things that I'd like to share, and I can't stress this enough, is the importance of listening to your body. I actually had symptoms that, like I said, weren't traditional symptoms of blood clots, but I knew something wasn't right for 3 months before being admitted to the ICU. So trust yourself, trust your intuition, and don't wait to see a doctor if something is off. And the second thing that I want to leave everyone with is just one question. And that is, how would your mindset change if you knew that one day health and fitness could save your life? Because ultimately that is what saved my life. And I think I can definitely speak for myself. I am numbers driven, goal driven. So it's okay, what is my mileage, what is my torque, at the flywheel, torque board, all of those things, my power numbers. But if we looked at health and fitness as the opportunity to move our body and have fun, whether that be dancing in the living room with your kids, or hip hop step, or stretching, which actually releases the same endorphins as doing a high intensity workout, I think that we would look at health and fitness so much differently, instead of this has to be high intensity, a 1 mile doesn't count. I have to be running 5 miles, and just getting out there and moving your body is so important.
So well said. And it so needs to be said and encouraged, because I do think we get really locked into, you know, it has to look a certain way, and it doesn't. It's just move. That's it. Exactly. Just move. Exactly. Okay, Larika, your turn. Same question. Is there something on your heart you'd like to share?
And that piggyback on what Allison said, like, definitely just listen to your body, pay attention to the signs. I mean, and just because, like I said, when I was going through it, there was a lot of things that I didn't that I wasn't paying attention to, and I just kind of just kept diagnosing myself. And I waited a long time before I actually went to the doctor. And I mean, luckily, like, I don't know what would have happened had I not went to the emergency room when I did. I know the doctor told me that had you laid down that night, you probably wouldn't have woke up. So, I mean, what Allison said, like, just definitely, like, listen to your body. Don't ignore those symptoms. Ignore those signs, and just get medical attention. And fitness is very, very important. Like, do something that you love. Like, start off walking. Just enjoy what you're doing so that you can keep at it, so that you can stay at it.
Well, before we end this, let me say this. Larika, where can they find you on Instagram?
So on Instagram, my handle is, it's Larika in Full Throttle.
And then on there, can they find all kind, like, where your classes are and all that stuff?
Yep, they can find, they can find everything, where my classes are, where I teach, the Rock Box, everything about me, they can find me there. And then it's the same thing on Facebook.
Okay, awesome. All right, Allison, same thing for you. Where can they find you and find about the Quiet Clot?
So you can find my personal Instagram page at Allison Birkmeyer, BIRKMEYER, and thequietclot.com. And that will take you to all the resources that we have, all of the upcoming events. We have a new movement that is coming out called Hearts Flow. So you can also share your story if you have one. We would love to hear from you, and we can connect that way as well.
Well, ladies, I just want to tell you right now, thank you so much for this inspiring conversation. I really think it's going to encourage a lot of people and a lot of women, and appreciate what you both are doing for the community, and just grateful to know you, and grateful to share this with other people. So thank you again, everyone, for joining us and tuning in to the SweatNet Be Amazing podcast. If you enjoyed the podcast, be sure to like it and share it with your friends. You can find more information about SweatNet on www.sweatnet.com or the Instagram at sweatnetclt. You can follow me personally on itsealsmart. That's my Instagram name. And then also tune in for next week, our next episode for the SweatNet Be Amazing podcast.